My human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or maybe a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. This is Kirsten, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I know that you are usually used to hearing Mike sit on Mike on the mic, but this morning it is Kirsten sitting in as he is on vacation. So I played some music there where we really have some musicians that we both share love for. And that last song I just recently heard when I had come into the station and Mike was on the air. The artist is Love, Always to Your Face. I just think it's just a beautiful song. So let's start at the beginning. I started out with the Cast Irons, Color Blue from the Broken Hearts Club, which is the name of this CD. We are big fans here of the Cast Irons. And they are very active. I will actually look up and see if they have any shows coming up, because it is fun to go out and hear live music, right? And they were also so helpful on our live music day. So thanks, folks. After that, Julie Rhodes, Faith, from the CD Bound to Meet the Devil. And she is definitely loved by WMFO. She played in Medford last summer, and there was about, I don't know how many of us out. It was by the Codon Shell, and we were all outside and the farmer's market was going on, so hopefully that will happen again. After that, Will Daly, He Better Be Alive. That version was from live on WMFO Live Music Day, and he, along with a number of other musicians, came in and we had just an amazing time, and I think the recordings turned out really well. So that was Will Daly, He Better Be Alive, and that was on our Live Music Day. After that, Samantha Farrell, who he has done some collaboration with, and Mike and I just saw Toad. That was her song Shoulda Known Better from the CD titled Luminous. And subsequent to seeing her at Toad, I heard her at Union Tavern. She was with Susan Catania and Lisa Bastoni and Danielle Moralia and Janae Halstead. It was really just an amazing lineup. So, of course, after that, I played Lisa Bastoni, Ink and Needles from The Wishing Hour, and then ended with that song that I just absolutely adore now, Always See Your Face. Is the song by Love, and the album is High Fidelity. So I have something to play, and this is another musician who I have seen perform locally, Johnny Irian, and he plays with his wife, Sarah Lee Guthrie. Since I usually host Something About the Women, I have played Sarah Lee Guthrie, but I have not had the opportunity to play Johnny. And I saw them, I think, at Club Passim. He has a new album out. Unfortunately, Western Mass is the closest he's going to be coming, but it is North Adams, and it is, I think it's called the Green Festival. I have to look that up because I forget the exact name of that festival. But this song is From the Left Coast, Johnny Irian, and I hope that you enjoy it.
I'll miss those cool California mornings.
I'm going to give that another try because I seem to have two things playing at once, which was not my intention at all. So let me get this back to the beginning and let's try this again.
I'll miss those cool California mornings. Yeah, I will. the song.
So yes, that was a song from Johnny Irian, and he plays frequently with his partner and wife, Sarah Lee Guthrie. They, I believe, are going to be at the Fresh Grass Music Festival that is in North Adams, September 20th through the 22nd. I have not been to that, but I imagine that that is a pretty amazing festival. There's a lot of information out there about both of them. They come from quite an artistic lineage. Sarah Lee is from the Guthrie family, and John Irian, actually his great uncle is John Steinbeck. And there's a beautiful, beautiful interview with him from NPR. And one of the questions was, what comes first to you, the story or the song? And his response is, oh, I think every song is different. I love melody, but not every song is different. You know, every song has a story. You know, a song like Fish and Pole, which is a song that I've heard him perform and I really enjoyed. His daughter, who he wrote that song for, so she's now 15. She wanted to go fishing, and there's this fishing pole in the general store, and I just, this is his quote, I just woke up that morning and sat down the piano and just played it. And all that kind of happened at the same time. So there was this synergy that happened with that particular song. And it certainly shows when he performs that. Okay, well, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Mike often has Les and Mark Hurwitz here. I love coming in and seeing them here, chatting away. And the amount of classical music that Les in particular brings to the show. And so these songs are rather lengthy and melodic, so I suggest that you just put your feet up, close your eyes. These are three pieces that I particularly like a lot. We're going to start out with some Holst.
Thank you. Thank you.
there you have it, my set of classical music. So we had back-to-back Gustavs. First, there was Holst with Jupiter, and that is one part of a recording called The Planets, which is incredibly beautiful, enough to make you stop in your tracks. And after that, Gustav Mahler, Symphony No. 5. That was the fourth movement, the Adagiato. And then my personal favorite piece by Avishai Cohen, Calm, from the album Continuo. And that is a song that I frequently play for my students. I'm a nursing instructor, and sometimes the energy in the room gets a little overwhelming, and so I'll pull that up and have them do a relaxation exercise, and then I'll ask them afterwards. Some people find it relaxing, some people get even more stressed out. I know, hard to imagine. I also just wanted to circle back, and it turns out that our friends the Cast Irons are playing somewhere locally at a place called Ralph's Diner. So thank you, Bob, for providing all the information for me, because while I was doing my work here, he was providing me with information as to what and where Ralph's Diner is. And that is 148 Grove Street, Worcester. And I asked, do they have pie? Well, they don't have pie, but they have burgers, hot dogs, grilled cheese, and beverages. So that sounds pretty good. Maybe it's a bring your own pie kind of place. So that's a Friday night, folks. That's July 19th. I think we can make it, right? Okay. Wow. There's only a half an hour left of this show, and then it will be really nice because I'll get to see Liz, who is one of my co-DJs of Something About the Women. I haven't seen Liz in a while, but it will be really funny. I don't know if she knows that I'm going to be here. So that will be fun. I am going to start off with a little Ryan Montbleu, and we'll take it from there. Hope you're enjoying what I'm playing. I'm certainly enjoying being here. Thank you again, Mike, for letting me spin some tunes. And with that, let's listen to some tunes.
Understanding in the moments undemanding of our notice. Years spring up for months and days until we're suddenly afraid of what we've chosen. Have I done all that I can? Could I have been a better man? I need to do more with these moments, need to do more with less time. It's time to ease from concentration into focus.
What if I told you that I did it again? That I accidentally cheated on you with your best friend? What if I say he's so much better than you that I had to hold him prisoner the whole night through? I didn't say I did, so I don't think I would do. But if I did do, then what would you do? What if I told you that I lied from the start, that I don't actually have a master's in modern art? What if I told you that I can't stand your mom, that I think your brother's hot and your sister dumb? I didn't say I did, so I don't think I would do. But if I did do, I'll be through. And your joke's lame. What if I told you I was in it for the money, that I just can't stand it when you call me honey bunny? I didn't say I did, so don't think I would do. But if I did do, would it be me and you? What if I told you I set your car on fire? cause you didn't react when I slashed all your tires? What if I say I never went to that shrink cause I solved all my problems by poisoning your drink? I didn't say I did, so don't think I would do. But since I did do, well, I guess you're through. There's no more me and you.
I see you endlessly in my wish I had good reason to see you soon. No need to convince me that you were a catch. I bought my ticket, I'm sold at last. Who was it that said love conquers all? Oh, he was a fool, 'cause it doesn't at all. Should I believe you told a lie? On the way to my heart and on the way back, are my eyes the coldest blue? You said once this was true.
we gather to conjure the rain down. Will we now build a civilization below ground? And I'll be crowned.
Trade my wheelbarrow, gonna trade my wheelbarrow, baby, for a homeless child. He ain't gonna cry, suffer. He ain't gonna cry, suffer. He ain't gonna cry, suffer, baby, for the longest while. Sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone. He gon' be sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone. Sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone. He gon' be sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone.
My wheelbarrow. for the longest while.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Well, there you have it. I am in the home stretch of Mike on the Mic. This has been really a lot of fun. Thank you, Mike, for having me sit in for you. And that last set started with a song by the Ryan Mott Blue Band, How Many Times. It's really just a short little piece, but I felt like it kind of dovetailed nicely into the Frederica Stahl What If song. Boy, is that a cheerful little ditty, but then so dark. I caught your car on fire because you didn't react when I slashed your tires. There's nothing like a cheerful, dark song. After that was Belle and Sebastian, Sweet Dew Lee, and that is from the album How to Solve Our Human Problems, Parts 1, 2, 3, off the Matador Records. They're always fun to listen to. Following that, Camera Obscura, You Told a Lie, My Maudlin Career. And then the Decemberists with Calamity Song, The King is Dead. And ended that set with the unmistakable voice of Casey Chambers, Wheelbarrow from Bittersweet. So I'm going to sign off with one more song. And I was hoping that I was going to see Liz come into the station because I haven't seen her in a long time. And she apparently got a really bad bug bite. So Liz, I'm sorry to hear that. And it looks like I'll be hanging around and spinning some tunes on something about the women. So I'm going to end with some Melissa Etheridge, sign out and then sign back in. And if you have any requests, feel free to call this station and let me know.
What you doing tonight? I'll go anywhere that you wanna go. I'll jump into my car, go down to that bar, pretend I'm someone that you don't know. I'll ask you if you would like to dance. Slip myself up close to your thighs. You can buy me a drink. We'll make everyone think that love is so damn perfect tonight. Play.
I'll be anyone you want me to be. Just a girl in a bar, your personal superstar. I just want you, I want you.